The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 5 of Ms. and Mrs. It's almost over, which is just tragic. But fear not, it has been picked up. So that means we're going to get a season 2 of Ms. and Mrs. Praise. I'm so happy.
I'm so excited.
I would have cried if this is all we got, because this show is so good. It's our favorite show ever.
It is doing so well in the ratings. They're very happy with it, as it's doing really good coming off of SmackDown Live every Tuesday night, and USA is very happy with it, so they're going to do more episodes, which we think is awesome because we're really enjoying the show, as you just mentioned.
It's hilarious. It's amazing. It's everything you could want and more. It's so not your typical reality show. I love it.
Because it's not, again, it's not a reality show. It's a docu-series style reality show. So it's like, it's not scripted. It's
just them.
Just them being them.
Just them being them, which I absolutely love. So speaking of them being them, we see Miz being Miz. It's WrestleMania week, and we're a week out from Monroe Sky's birth, and, well, he's at Access signing autographs, taking pictures, shaking hands, kissing babies. All that good, happy stuff. Being the Intercontinental Champion, we see him at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome with the awesome WrestleMania set. He takes a selfie.
Oh, before we get to that, there's one thing from Access we need to talk about really quick.
His dad?
His dad.
Yeah, his dad was there giving him crap, getting the crowd to chant for him, and then his dad's like, when my hand goes up, the crowd's like, your mouth goes shut, and Miz is like, I hate you all so much.
Not now.
Don't start, Dad. Just don't start. So he takes a selfie with the WrestleMania set, and then we get a call from Maurice. And, you know, he's saying that he should be super excited for WrestleMania, and he is. He's featured. He's the Intercontinental Champion. He's in a wonderful match with Finn Balor. You know, everything is going his way. Everything's right. But all he can think about is his little girl, Monroe Sky, at home, which is so sweet. It's like, God, right in the feels, dude. He's so in love with his daughter.
He is.
It's wonderful to see. And so we get the call from Maurice, and they're talking, and Monroe Sky is crying. She's fussy and upset. And Miz is like, oh, don't cry. Don't cry. But, you know, basically we see back in California on the other side of the country, Maurice and Marjo getting ready for the big move from LA to Austin, where they're packing things up. They're getting the house ready to go. And Miz is telling Maurice to take it easy because she just had a baby a week ago. And on top of it, she had a C-section. So she still probably has stitches at this point. So it's like, hey, take it easy, relax. And she's like, yeah, we're laying in bed watching Pretty Woman and eating pizza. That's what we're totally doing. Not doing.
They're busy packing.
Yes, but basically Cheap Mike did not cheap out this time. He has spared no expense in terms of getting everything ready to go. He has gotten professional organizers. He's got professional packers. He's got professional movers. Pretty much anything involving moving, he's got the professional for it. And then per request, they've gotten the tour bus, the luxury tour bus, to take the 22-hour trip from LA to Austin Inn. And by God, there is a schedule.
Miz has a schedule, and he was with his parents, talking about the road trip they used to take and how that's what he wanted to do. And he also had the big map. Miz had a map.
Yeah, she had an actual physical map with the entire road trip mapped out on it, where he's got from LA and it's all highlighted and everything like that, so they know which way they're going. And his dad was like, well, you know, you guys could have like gotten one of those SUVs and driven, and, you know, and Mike's like, that's not what she wanted. She wanted a bus. We got a bus. I voted for the Jeep and the U-Haul. She wanted a bus. That's what we got. And Miz's father is trying to convince him to take the cheap way out, and he suggests, well, you know, if you wanted, they could take the SUV to Texas, and he could watch, he being Miz's father, Monroe Sky.
They call up Maurice. He tells her the plan. She's like, nope.
Nope. Hell no. Hell no. She actually drops the F-bomb, and then she's like, oh, I shouldn't curse. I have a baby in my arms. And he's like, yeah, way to go, Mary. Way to go. She's like, oops. She's a week old. She doesn't know what you're saying. Trust me. She I don't even think she can see yet properly. Isn't that what they say, that you can't, like, babies don't see properly when they're first born, then it takes them a couple months for everything to start working right?
I have no idea. I've never heard that before in my life.
Somehow I heard that they, like, see through smelling. I don't know if that's real or not, but
they have to be able to see through actual sight. you don't remember it, but you have to be able to see. I mean,
no, my friend that had a baby, he's like, yeah, you know, it's the not, it's like everything's working like it should, but it's like, it's they don't know what it is yet. So they're still adjusting to it, basically, is what he told me. So I don't know if that's actually true. I don't have children. I couldn't tell you. So, but anyway, basically, story short, Maurice is cursing in front of her child, which I find hilarious. I shouldn't, but it's just like natural new parent thing. It's like, oh, right, baby, right, shouldn't say that. They're still learning the whole parent thing.
If their first word is the F word, then you know the exact moment it goes back to. But
yep.
Fret not, I don't think that will be the first word. Oh, Marjo's there, so maybe it will be. Anyway, moving on.
Well, one thing that I love already is that, you know, there is not this push to be a perfect parent. Like, they're very honest about the fact that they are still figuring this out, that they have no idea what they're doing. They're just going along with the flow at this point and doing their best to take care of this baby, which I absolutely love that. Cause like every reality show where the baby comes in, it has to be perfect and it's the perfect nursery and the perfect family and perfect. Here, they're just like, I have no clue. We're just going for it.
We're winging this right here. That's all we're doing. We're just winging it.
We are relying on Marjo right now because she's the only one that's been through this.
We'll get to her in a bit.
So anyway, we get to WrestleMania Day. Everybody's super excited. Miz is in his spangly red outfit. Maurice calls because she's trying to get the sound to work on the TV. She can't get the sound to work on the TV. So what does she do? She calls her husband. He's minutes from his match. He shows off his outfit for her, which she's very impressed. He bumps into a wall while she's showing it off.
Like, he's walking backwards, and there's a little wall right
column,
there.
Like a little column there.
And he backs right up into it. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm cool, we're good.
But I'm cool, nobody saw that. Nobody got that on camera, we're good. So yeah, so she's like, I can't get the sound to work, and he's like, turn it on, and she's like, ha ha ha, very funny. So, you know, he's like, minutes from his match, he should be stretching. What is he doing? He's helping his wife with the TV. He has to do this every time he goes away. They've had the TV for 7 years. She's not figured out how to make the sound work on the TV in 7 years. And he's just harping on it. And then she's just like, it doesn't work right.
I would assume it's like a soundbar thing.
It's gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be like a soundbar or a sound system or something where, cause it's a smart TV. So it's, you know, it should just, you know, turn on and the sound works, but.
No, it's a separate system, the stereo system of some sort, whether it's a soundbar or whatever. It was probably what that was.
But yeah, I had to laugh because she's just like, he's just harping on her in the sit down and she's like, whatever. Just whatever. Then we see Mrs. Match. We see Ms. Marisa Marjo's reaction to Mrs. Match, where he sadly does lose the Intercontinental title. There's a reason for that. He comes, but we go back to the sit down and he's like, you want to know why I lost? You really want to know why I lost? Because I was worrying about my wife not being able to get our goddamn TV to work.
By the way, her reactions to watching him fight were awesome.
It was adorable. And then when he lost, she's like, Seth Rollins, Monroe Sky, she's coming for you. You watch out. She's coming for you.
She's coming for you.
So that was really cute. And then we come to moving day. Miz, basically the whole plan was that Miz was going to come back from WrestleMania. He was going to come back after SmackDown. He's supposed to land at like 11 o'clock in the morning. And then they're going to get on the bus. They're going to leave at like 3. And then they're going to hit the road because they have to be at the new house by a certain day and time to meet the movers who have already started on the way. So they're coming behind, but they're probably going to pass the movers at some point because they have less weight in terms of the bus. Well, we see the prep for that. We see Miz drop off his car for the cross country transport where they're going to drive it out to them. We see all the moving prep, the final goodbye to the house, all this stuff, tears of joy and sadness as they say goodbye to Chateau Marmiz. Which makes the Instagram story.
And Miz, like, you ruined this moment for an Instagram story.
Like you do. And, well, then we get a phone call. The bus is stuck. It can't get up their street to come to their house. Now, mind you, they have a pile of crap that is supposed to go on this bus. It's pretty much their lives until they can get to the mover. So suitcases, bins, you know, baby stuff, pet stuff, the works. Right? All the stuff piled up in the driveway. They have to walk half a mile, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you got a lot of crap, that's a long way.
When you have crap and you have, what, four pets?
Yeah, four pets, two dogs, two cats, a baby, and a mother-in-law. It's a long way. So they have to walk uphill to the bus to get on the bus. So, now, mind you, Maurice just had a baby a week ago. She's pushing the stroller uphill, which had to be uncomfortable as all hell, to get to this bus. But once they get there, they get everybody on the bus, they get all the stuff on the bus, and we're going.
All
except
right. Go ahead.
We've already blown the schedule.
They've already blown the schedule. Now, I gotta go back to something really quick.
Okay.
Years from now, when Monroe Sky is about 5 or 6 or 10, Miz is gonna tell this story about how their first move to their new house. And it's gonna be, yeah, we walked 5 miles uphill barefoot in the snow. Because that's what every father's story is when in terms of walking. Oh yeah, I used to walk uphill in the snow barefoot 5 miles to get somewhere. That's how the story is going to turn in 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And it's going to get, you know, the length and the cold and everything's going to get longer as she gets older. But, yeah, so.
It was the middle of winter, a bizarre snowstorm in Los Angeles. That one day.
Right. So, you know, all that good stuff. But, yeah, and basically Miz is like, we're A-listers, right? We're A-listers and we're, like, you know, walking with our stuff like a bunch of jerks.
It's like, does Channing Tatum do this or something?
Yeah, does Channing Tatum do this? I don't think so. I want to see him, you know, like, moving his pets and his baby and, you know, his stuff and all this to half a mile up the street to a bus. You know, he's just like, welcome back to reality kind of thing. It's just hilarious. So we get everybody loaded up and Miz is trying to pack the stroller away. He can't get the stroller put away. Clearly they got a different one than what he demoed before the baby was born.
No, it was the same one. He had trouble then. He had trouble there.
Yeah, it's the Bentley of strollers and he can't figure out how to get it on the bus. Marjo was laughing at him and he has to Google it to figure out how to take it apart, which he finally does. And we all load up, we get on the bus and we're on the road, y'all, to Texas. Goodbye, California. And 2 hours in, the dogs start having issues.
Maurice is cleaning one of the dog's butts.
Because Pumpkin is having diarrhea. Mocha is having stomach issues because, you know, they're on the bus. Monroe gets bus sick. She throws up. And basically, the bus is starting to smell foul. 2 hours in to a 22-hour drive, the bus is already stunk to high hell.
And they forgot the diaper genie.
So, you know, basically they've been putting the diapers in the trash.
We're about 6 hours in at this point.
Yeah, at this point we're about 6 hours in. And, you know, that's why the bus stinks, is because they've been putting the diapers in the trash. So Miz has the brilliant idea, which I've heard of this, to put the diapers in the freezer. And it freezes the waste and it takes away the smell.
Smart idea.
Smart idea. And then it's like when the bus stops, you can just take the diapers out of the freezer and throw them away. Or get rid of them or whatever you're going to do with them. And so they're trying to do that. They're trying to get the stench off the bus. They have to stop to get fresh air every once in a while because it's just terrible. So we do that. We stop. And Marjo's like, I'm going into the store, because they stop at like this truck stop. And so she goes in to get something to drink. And Miz is like, hey, let's prank her. Let's do it. And he tells the bus driver, hey, can you like drive around to the other side of the truck stop so she doesn't see the bus, so she thinks we left her. And the driver does it. And Marjo was pissed.
Oh, she's pissed.
And Maurice is like, if she starts cursing in French, run! So Marjo gets back on the bus after, you know, she chases it down and she's like, you do that again? You did. Because, you know, it's three people, four animals, or I should say four people.
Five people, four animals. Or
all trapped in a bus.
Yeah.
So, in the back. Five people total.
Five people.
No, actually, it's five,
six. Six, yeah. Five people.
There's two drivers.
Yeah, five people and a baby.
Five people and a baby, essentially. And four animals all on this itty bitty. It's not an itty bitty bus. It's one of the really luxury buses. But when you get five people in that cramped of a space, trust me, it ain't that big. So we're 16 hours in. It's nighttime. One of the cats is losing its mind. It's caterwauling. It's screaming because it's terrified. It doesn't know where it is. It's on this big moving thing. It doesn't understand. So it's just kind of sort of like freaking out. And it's crying the whole night. So they can't sleep. And it's just terrible. And they get up the next morning. And Miz is cranky. Obviously, because they didn't get any sleep. They're all cranky. They're all tired of each other. They all have cabin fever. Except for Monroe. She doesn't know what's going on. And he's pissed about being 5 hours behind. He had this whole schedule, and we find out that they have to be there by 9 a.m. the next day to meet the movers at the new house so the movers can unpack. Because, you know, if you never moved, movers are paid by the hour. Cross-country movers are paid by the hour, but it's actually, I think, a little bit more expensive. And they have a schedule to keep, because unless they rented the whole truck, there's other stuff on that truck, potentially, that has to go somewhere else. But I'm sure they got the whole truck.
They had a big house. They got the whole truck.
Yeah, they got the whole truck. So it's like, you're paying the movers to sit there and do nothing while you're on the road. So it's, okay, we have to be there to meet the movers by 9 a.m. the next day. That was the plan. And by this point, we're 20 plus hours in. So they've gotten breakfast, and Marjo, in revenge for the prank, has eaten Mrs. Pancake, which he's none too happy about. And then they had apparently stopped to get biscuits, which there are no biscuits. They forgot the biscuits. And so it's like, well, great.
So this trip was 22 hours, supposedly, and we're already over 20-something hours.
Yeah, we're with stops and everything, and traffic, and probably everything else. Yeah, and starting behind. Yeah, we're over 20 hours at this point, because the bus drivers do have to stop every so often to take breaks. That's why you do have two, is because they can only drive for a certain amount of time before they have to take a break and they have to switch and that kind of thing. They can only drive so many hours a day. So yeah, you had that going on too, on top of it, which they don't really mention, but yeah, that's the other side of it. That's partially probably why they were behind, is, you know, because you stop for meals and you stop for everything else. And probably to see sights and all that other shit that you do.
Yeah, being on a bus that long is a pain. I've done that once, or actually technically twice, once up and once back. That's not a fun trip.
No, it's not. I've done that too. That is a long, uncomfortable trip. So
20-something hours in a bus. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks.
It totally sucks. Try doing it on a band trip. It's not fun.
Yeah, that's what, yep.
Yep, band trip. Band trip!
Band trip to Florida. To Disney World. Yep.
And trip to Philly. And then New York. I've done it twice. It sucked both times. It was fun when we got there, though.
Oh, yeah. Once you get there, it's fun. And when you make the stops and just touring around, it was great. Being on the bus sucked.
Yeah. So, Miz is back to pushing the schedule. They stop again because they have to walk the dogs. Maurice changes a diaper. And Marjo mentioned she's going to the bathroom. And Maurice is like, okay. Marjo gets off the bus.
Unaware is Maurice.
Maurice is not aware that Marjo has gotten off the bus. Miz is not aware that Marjo has gotten off the bus. So Miz gets back on the bus after walking the dogs and is like, where's Marjo? And Maurice is like, she's in the bathroom. And Miz is like, okay, cool, let's go. And they take off, right? And we don't know how far away they are before Marjo calls. And she's like, "Where? Do you know where I am?" And they're like, "Are you stuck in the bathroom? Did you lock yourself in the bathroom?" And she's like, "No, I'm outside. You left me at the truck stop." And they're like, "Oh crap."
Miz is now panicking. We gotta turn around. We gotta turn around. We left her. We gotta turn around. I would assume they were probably like 20 minutes away.
They couldn't have been that far away, but yeah, needless to say, when they arrive, Marjo is pissed. She's got her hand cocked in a fist, ready to fight. Maurice is five because she's highly amused by the fact that, you know, Miz is like, keeps dropping the word cock. And he's just like, really? Which, I'm not gonna lie, I was amused by too, because I'm apparently five as well.
Yes, she is totally 5 years old anyway. That's a thing.
Yeah. And basically, Miz is like, I've been in the ring with The Undertaker. I'm more scared of Marjo than I am of him. She's a 65-year-old woman, and he's legit afraid that she's going to knock him out.
Oh,
because she's pissed.
She was pissed.
And he's, you know, trying to apologize to her. He's like, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. It wasn't a joke. And she's just like, shut your mouth. I'm tired of you. I don't want any more. Like, she's like, nope, I'm done. And she goes off to the back of the bus to be on her own to, like, cool down, which makes things even more fun. So we keep driving and we're driving and we go into essentially day two at this point of this trip, where we're driving and at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's like, they're almost there. They're essentially 2 hours away. Everything's looking good. It's like, hey, we're going to make it by 9 a.m. It's going to be fine. The bus breaks down.
This overexpensive, high-class bus breaks down.
The radiator is busted. And they're like, we have to, and Miz is like, well, could we still get back on the road and be there by 9 a.m.? And the guy's like, yeah, we're going to be lucky to be out of here by 9 a.m. And it's like, great. What do we do?
Tim down before we go with what they do. He's like, you know, I'm not in the mood for jokes, and then mentions something about, you don't want to know what's in your freezer, and then the guy goes back there to see what's in the freezer, and Miz is like, don't touch it, just don't.
Yeah, just leave it, just, yeah, leave it.
We'll take care of it.
We'll clean it all up, we'll take care of it, which, you know, that guy was like, you know, the cleaning bill alone for that trip was expensive, because they probably had to sterilize that thing.
You saw bags on the floor for the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that thing had to be, like, just absolutely sterilized after they got done with it. But, yeah, so we're 144 miles, we're in Texas, and we're 2 hours away. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Marjo goes, call a limo company and find out what their price is. And they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to necessarily do that. But they somehow, I think they did call a limo company, but they didn't get a limo. They got, like, a high-end SUV to basically drive them the rest of the way from where they were in Texas to the house in Austin. And they make it. They make it with a little bit of time to spare, I think. And Miz is like, I wanted to take the Jeep in a U-Haul. We would have made it in a Jeep in a U-Haul. But oh no, somebody wanted this high-end, expensive bus. And look at all the problems it caused us, and it didn't do us any better. It was worse. And he's just hounding about it. And it's not like, it's not terrible, it's not negative, but he's just like hounding about this bus and all the woes that they'd had with it. And at the very end, Maurice is like, you win. All right. Mike was right. They should have just like taken the U-Haul and driven themselves. It would have been faster than taking the bus. It would have been easier than taking the bus. But they're in Texas. Mm-hmm. They've made it to the new house, which is gated. That's all we really saw of it. But I've seen like pictures of it from the promos, and it looks like it's a really nice house. It's got a nice pool, at least. I think it's up in the hills, up by the lake, I think, is where it is. Mm-hmm. And it's got a really nice view from the pool, at least what I've seen from the commercials. So, and that may not be the actual house, who knows? But yeah, it's wherever they're shooting for the house, it's a nice house. But yeah, so at the very end, Maurice is like, we shouldn't have taken the bus. Fine, you win. And he's like, you damn right I win. It's the only time I win, but I win. So the trek is at an end. Oh God, that had to be misery. And I think the best line of that is like, you're like, imagine the most foul, putrid smell you can. Now think about the fact that you could get used to that.
Ugh.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
And the one bad thing about those luxury buses is you really can't open the windows in those things. So you can't even really air it out.
Nope.
That's like the horrible thing. I'm sure they can filter it out, but they just don't. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm sure it was just, oh God, I can't even imagine. But the dogs going everywhere, and then the baby, and then they didn't have the diaper genie, and then, yeah, oh man, that had to be nasty. Let's be like, you know what, we need to stop at a Walmart. We need to get some air freshener in here, because this ain't working. I mean, you'd have to stop every so often just to get away from the smell.
Oh yeah, you gotta get that Febreze on. Anyway.
But anyway, so that does it, I think, for episode 5.
It does.
So we move to the season finale next week of Ms. and Mrs., where I'm sure we'll see all the unpacking shenanigans as they settle into Austin. I can't wait. But yeah, this is like the rest of the series. It's just entertaining. It's hilarious. They're so good together. Just the trio and the shenanigans that they get up to. And I love that there is a certain scripted quality to this. Like, you can tell, but a lot of it is just them being them, because Miz and Maurice have the personalities, especially Miz, that he doesn't necessarily have to be scripted.
No, the scenarios could be scripted, but the reactions on everything, it's real. It's all mostly, I would say, more real than anything else we're seeing.
It's more realistic than, yeah, like, say, the other reality shows that they have. But yeah, I love this show so much. I can't wait for next week. I'm sad, though. I'm sad it's the season finale next week, and we're going to have to wait for more. That sucks. But at least we're getting a season 2, so I can't complain.
You really can't complain that much.
So, you got stuff to plug, so plug.
Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social medias. It's at Wild Talk Radio and twitch.tv/WTR Live.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LNSWARD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. edition, right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 6, the season finale. Till then, bye!